Good morning. Let's turn our Bibles to Matthew chapter 6. Verse 1 through 18. Matthew 6, 1 through 18. Beware of practicing your righteousness before men, to be noticed by them. Otherwise, you have no reward with your Father who is in heaven. When therefore you give alms, do not sound the trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may be honored by men. Truly I say to you, they have their reward in full. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, that your alms may be in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will repay you. When you pray, you are not to be as the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and on the street corners, in order to be seen by men. Truly I say to you, they have their reward in full. But you, when you pray, go into your inner room, and when you have shut your door, pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will repay you. And when you are praying, do not use meaningless repetition as the Gentiles do, for they suppose that they will be heard for their many words. Therefore do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. Pray then in this way: Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we have also forgiven our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. For if you have forgiven men for their transgressions, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men, then your Father will not forgive your transgressions. And whenever you fast, do not put on a gloomy face as the hypocrites do, for they neglect their appearance in order to be seen fasting by men. Truly I say to you, they have their reward in full. But you, when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, so that you may not be seen fasting by men, but by your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will repay you. Let's pray together. God, we thank you for this morning. Holy Spirit, please come and speak to us and help us to pray today, and we'll just give you this day. God, we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. So today in Matthew 6, we read about Jesus teaching us, basically, in verse 1, he says, do not practice your righteousness before men to be seen and to be noticed by them. Because then we don't have any reward with our Father in heaven. And just before I go into this passage, I just remember when we were fasting, Kenny and I, we like to listen to a series of messages by John Piper. He's a pastor in the States, and he has a series called A Hunger for God, teaching on fasting. And his teaching on this passage, the one that says, you know, do not be seen fasting by men. Because I realize some of us question what we're doing in SP, and not question in a negative way, but we're wondering, like, well, how come Jesus says, you know, don't let anybody know that you're fasting? But, you know, we let everybody know. You know, we let the whole church know that we're fasting. And we say, yeah, we're going to do a corporate fast. We're going to fast together. And even if one of us is fasting away from the New Year fasting time, we don't try to hide it, right? We'll just say, oh, yeah, we're fasting. And then we just move on. And so people, I realized, I was talking to this guy, and he was kind of wondering, how can we do that at SP? And Jesus says, don't do this here. And I just go back to what John Piper was saying. I just want to relay this message to you, that when Jesus is talking about not letting your fasting be seen by men, he's saying that if you do that, the people that let people see that they're fasting, that person he receives all of the reward in full already. Because the reward that this person is seeking for is basically the praises of men and the recognition of men, right? That's the reward that he's going for when he's fasting. So when he lets people know and people go, oh, wow, you are a spiritual person, you are a great man fasting and praying before God, then he has already received his rewards in full, because that's the reward that he was seeking for. But if you are fasting and the reward that you're seeking for is not the praises of men, you don't care what people say. You don't care if people think you're over spiritual and religious and legalistic for fasting. You don't care if people think that you are some kind of super Christian if you're fasting. You know, you're the reward that you're seeking for is to be seen by the Heavenly Father and to have your prayers heard by him and to receive his mercy and his grace for the thing that you're praying for. Then, even if you let people know, and even whatever people say, whether they praise you or mock you for fasting, that's not the reward that you're seeking for. And therefore, your Heavenly Father will still see your heart when you're fasting, and he will reward us. You know, so I just wanted to let us know. So when we say, oh yeah, we're fasting, because we don't want to lie, right? We don't want to be like, oh, you know, it's okay. You know, and people are always like, well, how come you're not eating? And it's just kind of an awkward situation. You just tell them, I'm fasting. But you're not saying, hey, I'm fasting, so hey, look at me, I'm the man. It's just, I'm fasting, and I'm really doing this for God. And so God looks at the heart, right, the heart motive. But in today's passage, I just wanted to point out three things that I believe Jesus or God wants to show us today through this passage. Number one is that Father God is in the secret place. Father God is in the secret place. And this means, you know, many of us go through times when we really feel away from the Father. You know, you come to church and you do all these things, but you really don't feel the intimacy with the Father. You really don't feel his presence, and you don't know if he's there, you don't know if he's listening. And this passage where Jesus says, the Father who is in secret, where is that passage? In verse 6, right? Pray to your Father who is in secret. And this passage means when we feel away from God and we feel like we're disconnected from God, well, all we have to do is get into the secret place. All we have to do is get away from people and get into your own secret place with the Father. And it's guaranteed, or according to the words of Jesus, that Father God is going to be in that place. No matter how you feel, no matter no matter how you feel about the presence of God, and no matter how you're feeling in your relationship with God, and you feel disconnected, and you feel away from God, we know that once we get into that secret place of prayer, that secret place of just being before the Lord, he is there. Right? God the Father is there to meet with you and to be with you. So that's the first thing, that Father God is in the secret place. And the second thing is Father God sees us in the secret place. You know, Father God knows what we're going through, and he knows what we're doing in the secret place. Because sometimes, you know, we try to be really good, right? We try to serve people, and we try to give, and we try to pray, and we try to do all these things. But oftentimes we feel very unnoticed by people, and we feel very unappreciated. You know, especially if, you know, our senior pastor, he's a reverse slanderer, right? He doesn't like to praise you in front of you. He likes to praise you away from you. So you never know, like, am I appreciated? You know, am I doing a good job? Am I, you know, am I making a difference? All that stuff. And 'cause we don't want to be doing this in front of for the praises of people. So we try to do things in secret, and we try to serve, and we try to do all these things, but sometimes we feel very unappreciated, unnoticed. And in these times, we need to remember that Father God sees us, right? No matter where we are, no matter what we're doing, Father God sees us in secret. And he is the one whose, approval that we're seeking for, really, right? If Father God will look at you and say, you know, my son, my daughter, I have seen what you have done, and I have seen how you have served people, I have seen how you have reached out to people, and I have seen how you have, you know, taken out the trash at church when no one was willing to do it. And I've seen how you have vacuumed the church when no one was willing to do it. And I've seen how you have welcomed this person that came into church and no one was talking to that person. And you went and you talked to that person. And Father God says, I've seen that. I see you when you do good things for people, even if no one else notices you. And Father God says, and I thank you for that, and I appreciate you for that, and I, you know, praise you for that. Then that's what that's enough. You know, we're not living for the praises of people. So number two is he sees us in the secret place. He sees us what we do in secret. And the last one, very simply, you know, Father God rewards us for what we do. You know, he rewards us for what we do. And this is something we talk about every time we fast before or the beginning of the year, right? And that we're not earning God's favor, right? When we're fasting, when we are praying, when we are giving, we're not earning God's favor. It's not like we're making a transaction with God, saying, God, I have done this, so now you better come and bless me, and now you better come and do this, now you better come and reward me. This is not the kind of attitude, because you cannot negotiate with God, right? None of us can bring something before God and say, God, I did this, so you better do this, because no matter what we do, we're never going to be able to negotiate with Father God, because everything that we receive is grace and mercy, and it's unmerited favor that he pours out to us. But what we learn is that God loves us unconditionally, right? No matter whether we're praying or not, whether we're fasting or not, God loves us. And his heart is to bless us. And his heart is to pour out his presence and his love and his blessing and to meet with us. But the fact is, we often don't experience the blessing of God. We don't experience God's presence. We don't experience his love. We don't experience his grace and his mercy all the time. And what fasting and what praying and all these things, what they do is they change us and they put us in a position where we can receive from him. And because we often don't experience the love of God, the blessing of God, the presence of God because of all our own distractions, because of our own wrong motives and all these things that's going on inside our heart. And what fasting and praying and these things do is it changes us and it puts us in a place where we can freely receive the blessing and the things that he wants to show us. And this is what Dallas Willard, right? P. Sam talked about him maybe 2 weeks ago. You know, he's written a book on spiritual disciplines, right? And this is what Dallas Willard said when we were at the conference. He said, spiritual disciplines, we must not look at it as if we are earning something from God through the spiritual disciplines. So spiritual disciplines is not about earning, but it is about working. It is about doing and being disciplined and doing the things that put us in a position where we can receive from God. But we have to remember that we're not doing this to earn God's favor, but we do it because it takes work, you know, like just like in any relationship, you know, that you have with someone, like that person might love you and like you just for who you are, but if you don't work at the relationship, the relationship is not going to develop and you're not going to be, you know, intimate and close. Kind of like that, like spiritual discipline is not about earning. The fasting and the praying is not about earning, but it is about working. It takes us doing it and being disciplined about it to really experience the blessing and the grace that God wants to pour out to us through that. So, yeah, just those three things. Father God is in the secret place. So this morning, as we get into the secret place, we can rest assured God is here and God's going to meet with you. And God's presence is going to be there as you pray and as you enter into the secret place. And, you know, he sees us, what we do in the secret place. And he will reward us, right, for the things that we do. So let's remember those things. And I'm going to ask Jisun to come and lead us in worship. pray together. Let's cover our church. If you know anyone that's going through a tough time in this season, let's pray for Yuli's father and James Kim's, him and his sister. And anyone else that you know, the ones that are still struggling to find a job. If you know anyone that's discouraged or having a hard time, let's just pray and cover our church, and let's pray for God's mercy and His grace. And so let's pray and cover our church together. Let's pray for our house churches. Today is Seymour and Lam Kwai Fong and Old Peak. So that's Hyde and Jisun, Matt and Sophia, and Jean-Marc and Imelda. Let's pray that God's presence would really be manifest in those house church meetings, and that they would really be ministered by God and by the love of each other. So let's pray for our house church meetings today. Let's pray for our missions focus. Let's pray for China. Let's pray for that nation as a whole, that God will continue to move in that place and raise up believers to really take the gospel to the rest of the world. Let's pray for the people that we're supporting that's in China. Let's pray for the Chong family, Jane and John. Let's pray that for their ministry, and that they would be really effective in the work that they're doing. Let's pray for Pastor Sam Kim. He's actually in China today and tomorrow. He's visiting the orphanage in Chichihar that he's been supporting. So let's pray that he has a really good trip. And let's pray for those orphans. There's about 5 of them. But really, let's pray that those 5 children will really grow to meet with the Lord and to love God and have a future, you know, where they really live for God and glorify God. So let's pray for those 5 orphans. Please pray for my parents as well. They're in Qingdao and they're ministering to a minority people group. So let's pray just for God's blessing and God's anointing to be upon my dad, especially as he moves into the ministry of the Holy Spirit and stuff. And also the Basarabas, they're teaching and they have a heart to minister to the Chinese people. Let's pray for them as well, and for their family. So let's pray together for China. also cover the orphanage in Fujian, please. We go there almost every year, so let's pray for them as well. Please pray for our church and our building search. Let's pray that God would help us raise the funds and that God would really speak to the building search committee and that our whole church will not lose momentum, but that we would really continue to pray and seek after God's, leading and direction in this area. So let's pray for the building search together. Father God, thank you, Lord, for your love. Thank you that you see us, God, as we pray to you in the secret, and that you will repay us for, you know, what we do, you know, and that you reward us. And so, Lord, help us to always know and remember and believe that you are here with us, you know, that your presence is here. As we come into the secret place to be with you this morning, and help us as we pray on our own to really pray to you, really just seek after you and draw us closer into your presence, God. And we give you this day, we ask you to watch over us, lead us not into temptation, but God, help us to really live to bring glory to you and to. And we pray that your kingdom will come and your will be done, God, today in our lives. And I just want to pray a blessing over everyone that's here. I bless them with your peace and your protection, God, and your love as they go about their day today. And we thank you for this time. We love you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you guys. Have a great day.